The draft report says the services should be considered a priority over the addition of any new residential facilities for this group of parolees. The special committee was created after Human Services Secretary Doug Racine sounded an alarm about the ballooning cost for services for people coming out of prison who weren't eligible for Medicaid. Racine said 22 convicts labeled seriously functionally impaired finished their sentences and were released, although they were considered enough of a threat that they required extra supervision to ensure they didn't reoffend. At the same time, they couldn't get Medicaid funding. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.